I'd like to extend a warm welcome for any visitors that are with us today. And today we celebrate Mother's Day and Good Shepherd Sunday, which is a rare occasion and coincidence. Mother's Day is the second Sunday of May, and the fourth Sunday of Easter is when Jesus is celebrated as the Good Shepherd. Both of these occasions express a love for others. Some of their common characteristics are their arms are always open when we need a hug. Their heart is understanding when we need a friend. Their strength and love is always there to guide us. We are blessed to have the experience of loving mothers and Jesus Christ. Mothers always have admonitions, authoritative counsel for us to follow, and Jesus left some for us also. There is one God, and you should love him with all your mind and heart, while you do your very best to love all his children as you love yourself. This one God is our Heavenly Father in whom all things consist and who dwells by His Spirit in every sincere human soul. We who are children of God should learn how to commit the keeping of our souls to Him, our Father Creator. With our Heavenly Father, all things are possible since He is the Creator. Having made all things and all beings, it could not be otherwise. Though we cannot see God, we can know Him. By daily living the will of the Father in heaven, we can reveal Him to our fellow man. I believe we all know these truths, and we should keep in mind that Jesus elected to execute his bestowed life in the likeness of our mortal flesh, subject to the will of our paradise Father. Jesus voluntarily divested himself of all support and special assistance other than what we mortals have available to us. He was born a man, born of woman. He labored, he grew weary, rested, and slept. He hungered and satisfied such cravings with food. He thirsted and quenched his thirst with water. He experienced the full gamut of human feelings and emotions. He was in all things, even as we are. And he suffered and died. By Jesus' life experience as a mortal of the flesh, he well knows the full meaning and the rich significance of that faith, trust, which is required of all mortals to master as part of our intimate relationship with our universal Creator and Father. A faith, trust is required of us all in our relationship with God. It is easy to think that these two words are the same. They are not. Faith in someone is when you know that they only want what is good for you. Now, trust is a verb. You must make a willful choice to act upon the wisdom of the person you have faith in. So my questions to you are, do you have faith in God? Do you trust God? Do you trust God as Jesus did? Our Father in heaven will not suffer a single child on earth perish if that child has a desire to find the Father and they truly long to be like him. Jesus demonstrated for us our Father's love, a love that goes out to the wicked and is always kind to the ungrateful. The Spirit of God is within us. We are to love all his children. We live in God, and God dwells in us. Jesus told us that we need a faith trust as a child does. Take this mother and daughter on a flight home from Orlando. Just minutes after takeoff, the jet began to dip wildly. The pilot tried to correct, and he soon made an announcement that their hydraulic system failed and they were returning to Orlando for what most likely was a crash landing. They could see fuel rushing past the windows as the crew jettisoned all but what was needed. Fear gripped the most stoic of travelers. Some were hysterical, all were scared. The mother, in a calm voice, could be heard. She was looking into the eyes of her four-year-old daughter and speaking words of assurance in a normal conversational tone. With her daughter's rapt attention, she continually said, "I love you so much. Do you know for sure that I love you more than anything?" The little girl answered, "Yes, Mommy." It was a sobering picture, as those travelers knew of a similar and recent situation in which a young girl survived a terrible crash. The mother had strapped her own body over her daughter to shield the impact. Experts speculate that is why the girl survived, but the mother didn't. Before strapping her body over her daughter, she told the little girl, "And remember, no matter what happens, I love you, always. You are a good girl. Sometimes things happen that are not your fault. You are still a good girl, and my love will always be with you." She then readied herself for the crash landing. Fortunately, her body was not needed. As a shield, for some unknown reason, the landing gear locked, the hydraulics worked, and the jet landed safely. And one little girl was carried off in the arms of a woman who had demonstrated the incomparable love of a mother, and a little girl who had complete faith and trust in her mother. So again, I ask, do you have faith and trust in God? I have complete faith and trust in God. He is our Father and Father of every person who desires to be like Him. I try to do my best to worship God with the help of His Spirit that dwells within me. I practice worshiping God by learning how to do the will of God in this life. That is, I'm going to do my best to treat each person of my fellow human beings as I pass them by in this life, just as I think God would like them treated. Yes, to me, God is the Almighty, the Creator, the Powerful, and All-Merciful. But best of all, He's my Spirit Father. And as His earth child, I'm looking forward to see Him. It is my deepest desire to eventually to find Him and to eternally serve Him. So my religion has a God, a marvelous God, and He is a God of eternal salvation. Lord Jesus, we have faith that You will teach us how to live this life in the flesh while preparing for the next life of the Spirit. Speak to us, Lord, and we will do Your bidding. Teach us the good paths, and we will go right. Increase our faith and trust in You, we pray.